Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Of the DNVR Avalanche podcast, as the Avs have finally made their move and goal, acquiring a Darcy Kuemper from the Arizona Coyotes. It's not officially official yet, but the expected price of Kuemper is a first in 2022, a conditional third from 2024, and Connor Timmins. Arizona also retains $1 million on Darcy Kuemper. Darcy Kemper's salary. They have their starting goaltender now. We can start with that.
Is there anything else that they would like to throw into this deal?
I put that tweet out there that I was like, a first, a third, and Timmins. You're not that far off from my Ben Bishop deal in the be a GM. It was a little dangerously close for me. Now, AJ, we were talking before the show, so I kind of already know what you're going to say to this question, but that's an overpay, right?
Winners write history. So we'll see. Only time will tell. But the day of this deal,
it feels like an overpay.
The day of this deal, this, this feels desperate. Like they were about to lose Kuemper to the Oilers.
Yep.
And they were about to come up. Vanacek went to
Washington. And it was like they didn't have another plan.
They were worried that the goaltender carousel was going to stop and they were going to be the team that was left standing.
Yeah.
It's a lot, man. There is no way to dress it up that to say that this is not a lot.
Vanacek went for a second round pick straight up. And yes, obviously there's some risk there in Vanacek with him not having an established history, but
yeah.
When you look at Darcy Kuemper, I think first and foremost, you have to remember that Darcy Kuemper has 1 year left on his deal. The Avs get him for 1 year for this price. The retained salary of $1 million for 1 year is not that impactful.
Yeah, like, we'll see, right?
Yeah, and right. The thing is, we still don't know. If the Avs could turn around and use every bit of that $1 million to sign a big name, we don't know. But go ahead.
The remaining cap space will continue to be a factor here.
What they end up doing with it, sure.
Yeah, it will be, it won't be everything, but it will be part of the story.
A couple of super chats here. First, Billy says Kuemper, who had one good season as a starter at $3.5 million for a first, a third, yeah, a young mid-bottom D. Just be in the same position in a year. Didn't like it. Pin King asks, what is Kuemper owed by the Avs? It's $3.5 million with the $1 million retained by Arizona. And here's the thing. You don't really... AJ, I know for a fact, does not care about the picks involved in this trade, right?
I mean, we talked about trading for Darcy Kuemper for a first-round pick last offseason.
Yep.
But last offseason, there Kuemper were had 2 years left on
2 years deal, left on that deal.
Coming off an awesome season. And in which he was the only player on the Arizona Coyotes who showed up to their postseason series against the Avs.
Yep.
So, us talking about that last offseason was definitely different. This is... I'm annoyed.
I know.
I don't mind the first round pick. You expect, look, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a super late first round pick. Maybe. We'll see. The reasonable expectation is that it's pick 20 or lower.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this is not great at all.
If the Avs have a disaster year, yeah, it's really bad, but.
Like, I sure hope there's a protection on it, because if Darcy Kuemper gets hurt,
the Avs are in trouble.
And that happens history, a lot. Then yep. Pavel Francouz is your starting goaltender. And we, like, Pavel Francouz has one awesome 10-game stretch in his career and then a bunch of play.
And I think, like, that's the reality that you do have to think about here. Darcy Kuemper has played more than 30 games twice in his entire career. One of those was 55 games in a season where he played absolutely fantastic. If the Avs get that guy, great. It's going to go super well. But if they get the Darcy Kuemper who gets hurt, they could be in trouble.
Right. So... There's so many angles to this.
Yep.
It's okay.
We'll piece it out.
All right. I'm gonna ignore chat here.
Probably wise.
Because I want to get through this without the hysterics here, and just drill down into what we know. Yep. And over the last 3 years, Darcy Kuemper has been a very good goaltender.
Yep.
When healthy. Now, health is obviously a big question here. There's also the question of that dude is 31.
Mm-hmm. It's not super young.
So you've traded for Darcy Kuemper, who turns 32... next May. So this is his true age 31 season. He just turned 31. So he's a year older than Philip Grubauer, 1 year older than Philip Grubauer, who will turn 30 during the season, at the beginning of the season. Okay, cool. But He's a free agent next offseason.
Yeah. This move is
you have paid a key ransom here
for 1 year of a guy
for the opportunity to be in this exact same position next offseason.
Yep.
You no longer have the first round pick as an asset to use. You no longer have whatever the third round pick is
in 2024.
In 2024,
yeah. Which I don't think we officially know the condition on that, do we?
Yeah.
But.
And you no longer have Connor Timmins on your blue line. And yeah. I know that there are varying opinions of Connor Timmins. We have been a very pro Connor Timmins show. I think he's going to go to Arizona and he's going to settle into their middle pairing somewhere and be rock solid. He started to find his legs at the end of the year and it was like, this is it. Connor Timmins figured it out.
I mean,
and I understand the people who are just waving this off because they're like, well, Justin Barron
is not going to jump into the NHL today.
Well, and if he does, you have all of the adjustments to the pro game that Connor Timmins just went through.
Yep.
All of the marinating in the AHL and then going through the bumps and all of the bruises and all of the ups and downs of the NHL and figuring it out and all of that. Connor Timmins went through that. And his play at the end of the year and into the postseason where he held his own against Vegas. We're talking about Sam Girard got beat up and, you know, Nemeth and Graves got chewed up and eaten alive in that series. And they got dominated.
But Connor Timmins was rock solid. Yeah.
Connor Timmins held his own. Wasn't great. Didn't get the shit kicked out of him. He held his own.
Look, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to do this math. Yesterday, the Avs went out and got Curtis McDermott. Today, they say they intend to play him in the NHL.
Yeah, so he's on the defense somewhere.
And now, what you're looking at for the Avs defense is, even in a world where EJ is healthy, you're playing Curtis McDermott every single day. And I think we've already done a podcast yesterday on our feelings on the Avs doing that, which is they shouldn't.
Yep. But they got a worse version of Patrick Nemeth.
Yep.
Anyway, I don't want to get into the McDermott thing right now. Right. I don't think it's a big piece of this other than now he's basically in that lineup.
It's a decision that the Avs made with how their D looks now. But
the thing is now they are in like Bowen Byram was your guy that was already replacing Ryan Graves.
Right. That one was easy.
Now you're fine. Bam. Set that up. Ready to go. Timmins was going to be on your right side as a second Six, or third seven, pairing whatever. Guy.
Yeah.
It was going to be, we'll see with Timmins. There was still some figuring it out. With Timmins.
How do you sort the pairings? You know, is Timmins going to play every day type of stuff?
Like, sure. Timmins was always the expendable one on this defense.
No doubt.
And moving forward, because you do have Makar and Girard long term. You did draft Justin Barron. Yeah. You did have a good AHL season. You do have Drew Helison on the way. And Drew Helison in 2 years would have been right when Connor Timmins is about to start getting actually expensive, assuming his trajectory continued to go up. Yeah. But it's frustrating to see that they lived through
the hard concussion. Part. Yeah.
They got through. He missed an entire year of development for a concussion, which ended up being a blessing in disguise because he didn't end up playing that year. And that's why he was exempt in the expansion draft. And then you go through the ups and downs, right? And the question marks here for like Timmins is he was captain Colorado. So he was always going to be a guy that was a valuable trade piece. But instead of giving more term and more money to a guy that they were uncomfortable with in Philip Grubauer, they went and they got a guy
with less
term. Who has been exceptional. Yep. At times over the last few years. But he is a year older. he's got 1 year left on his contract, in which they then have to go through this market again. They have to go through this. Well, let's see how he does. Let's say absolute best case scenario here is Darcy Kuemper wins you a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. That, and you're in the scenario and you don't care about any
of this. And then you're in the position of potentially paying him the same kind of deal that he would then use as a comparable as the Philip Grubauer deal.
I hear you, but a cup changes.
And I understand that when you win a Stanley Cup, you're in a different position mentally than you were after what happened against Vegas. I understand that. Where there, your lasting image of Philip Grubauer is throwing away a great start to game six because he didn't even see the puck. And he plays like shit that game. He plays like absolute shit in an elimination game. I totally get that that's like the lasting image. That's the last taste in your mouth of Grubauer as an Av. But I just...
Look, this is...
This is an enormous risk here.
It's a huge gamble on 1 year of a guy who, you can totally say that this dude could be capable of winning a Stanley Cup if he's healthy, if he plays to his ability. Totally see that. But this isn't, if it doesn't work out this year, run it back. This is, if it doesn't work out this year, you've given up all of this for this guy, and now he's a free agent just like Grubauer was. Worst case scenario, Kuemper gets hurt quickly this year. The Avs have given up a king's ransom for essentially nothing, and they have a gigantic question mark in their net.
Well, and then that turns into a top 10 pick because they have no goaltender, and with no goaltender, then they're either in season and they have to make another huge move and maybe invest another first-round pick to fill the hole when Kuemper gets hurt if Frankie can't do the job. Or they don't do that, and the season just ends up a wasted year, and there goes another year where now you're just like, this is a huge dice roll here. This is a huge dice roll. There's no way to dress this up as anything other than Colorado just assumed a massive risk.
They just bet it all on red at the roulette table, basically.
Right. This is a massive risk. And that a year from now, you're betting your entire season on Darcy Kuemper staying healthy and being legit. Yep. The being legit part,
you're pretty confident in, but
had you told me this 5 years ago, I would have been like, Darcy Kuemper, are you kidding me?
And yet,
like that guy that Minnesota gave up on, like what? But I'm good with him being quality when he's healthy. It's just the injuries have been frequent.
Yep.
That's a big concern.
Yeah.
And then you give up a first round pick. Okay, well, how good that first round pick also is tied to Darcy Kuemper's health.
Yep.
It all comes back into Darcy Kuemper's health and how well he plays. One of those things I have faith in. One of those things makes me real nervous. And then on top of all of that, you didn't pay the guy that you already knew, that you were comfortable with. You didn't pay that guy. So you could turn around and go pay a huge trade bounty. And let's be real here. You have a Connor Timmins is not like there. And there have been people who have always been like, Connor Timmins can't skate. He's not going to be any good. He's going to be a third pairing guy. And like, maybe that's where he maxes out. Right. The guy that we think he's going to be, though, he's probably going to be a second pairing guy. And
I mean,
4 years of RFA, a young cost controlled right-handed defenseman is one of the most valuable assets in the NHL. And they just gave that up. Now he's a guy with an injury history. So there are warts there. There's reasons to be nervous, who was blocked long-term in Colorado. But so what if he was blocked long-term? They were going to be able to get maybe a second-pairing defender on their third pairing for cheap for the next year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, got to UFA.
Go look at the outrageous prices teams are paying for UFA defensemen today.
Yeah,
and true. I think it sums up what Connor Timmins' value could have potentially been.
Like,
Everybody wants to shit on Patrick Nemeth, and that dude, in the blink of an eye, got an extremely average, like, didn't even think twice about it, 3-year deal from the Rangers.
Yep.
And, like, I know Avs fans, like, are like, I can't believe Patrick Nemeth got signed at all, but, like, he was always going to get that deal.
Like, and again, I think part of the problem with this trade is, sure, the Avs got Kemper, and what happens there will happen, but to get Kemper, they made themselves worse on defense.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get into who's playing in that sixth spot or whatever right now. There's also the possibility, like, that the Avs could go and do something to fill that spot still.
This is where some of the wait and see
comes into play. Sure.
Because there are still some guys, okay? Like Ryan Murray. As far as I know, Ryan Murray hasn't signed anywhere. And that's a decent NHL defenseman that would fit Colorado
stylistically for sure.
Coming off of a healthy year, which is a minor miracle.
Surprising for him. Yeah.
Then you have a guy like a John Merrill, like Yanni Hakanpaa, guys who aren't sexy, but should be a little bit cheaper and can help you on that defense and be decent little players for you. And not, you know, like a guy like Eric Gustafson, there's a huge caveat there.
Yeah,
he can't play defense, right? Like, that's an offensive defenseman, although it would make Landeskog super happy. You know, you wonder, like, what's up with, like, Sammy Vatanen these days? Like, there are some guys out there where you're like, hey, maybe if they follow this up by bringing another guy in who isn't Lucas Pizza, you know,
please no Lucas Pizza.
Like, if they bring in Lucas Pizza, I'm going to be mad, and I'm calling him that to his face.
I know you haven't been looking at the chat, but we have gotten a few super chats. Thank you very much. And one interesting question, our Moistures asks, would this be easier pill to swallow if it was Justin Barron and not Timmins?
No. It could arguably be worse.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with that
Where I think this should have been with the first round pick and the third round pick, this should have been Drew Helison.
Even then. Just take a first and a third and call it a day.
The first and the third would have been the right price for me. Then just add in Connor Timmins is like, ugh.
And here, I did want to get into this side of this conversation as well. When you're looking at this trade, where did the Avs put themselves in a bad spot? By waiting all day, not getting a goaltender move done? Or were there other options out there? If Arizona was asking too much, could they have gone to Dallas and tried a goalie out of there? Could they have been more aggressive about Vanecek? Could they have gotten Georgiev? I know we covered all of this in our 5-hour show earlier today, but
it's lotto protected.
All right. Well, at least if he gets hurt, the Avs have a lottery shot.
That's a really important caveat for me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's a really important caveat to me that I just waited a long... I just spent a whole bunch of time being like, his health is tied into all of their success and how good that pick is. If they miss the postseason, though, they get to keep it. I think that's super fair. And I'm good with that one. I'm good with that one.
Makes it easier to swallow a little bit.
It definitely, like... That's an important caveat, because if Darcy Kemper goes down in the third game of the season and he doesn't play and it's all Frankie and JoJo from there, but Frankie and JoJo sounds like a Netflix television show.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and then they end up with a top four pick and then they win the lotto and then they have the Shane Wright pick and Arizona takes him with the Darcy Kemper trade pick. Like, yeah, my brain went there. Immediately went there. So I'm glad that that's in there. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to wait for all these details for us to go live, but it's fine.
Nonetheless,
that's an important protection. I'm excited to see if we're just talking about the hockey part of this. I think that Darcy Kemper has a chance to be the the
very
man.
Good. Like, very good. Yeah.
Like if like Darcy Kuemper has been really good the last couple of years.
Back to my question that
I'm sorry.
Was so rudely interrupted. How dare you? This is why you're in Twitter jail. did the Avs back themselves into a corner on this one? Or
A little. I don't want to say that because there were still other options out there.
Dallas still has four goaltenders.
This was the option they chose, though. This is the one where they said
they drew the line. Yeah.
This is the guy where they said we want this guy.
Yep.
And so I don't think that it's as much as they backed themselves into this corner. So much as this was they looked at the data, they looked at how good this guy was. This was also the guy that they wanted so much to the point where they were comfortable drawing the line in the Grubauer negotiations, especially because Freddie Anderson was their backup plan. I talked about this last night to a couple of people privately, that Freddie Anderson was the guy that they, I think that they wanted today if Grubauer didn't work out. Freddie Anderson wanted to make a choice, and when he didn't want to wait around to see what happened with Grubby in case – like if Grubby re-signs and Freddie Anderson misses the boat,
he's suddenly
waiting on the Avs. Yeah. He misses the deal with the Canes. Yep. He's the guy left in the market at the end, right?
Yep.
He didn't want to do that, of course. You want to take that security where you can get it. But it's This is really expensive. And
yes, it is.
This is like what happens when you try with Grubauer. When you try and get to that, when you try and grind it out to the end with that guy. And then you can't bridge
come together. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't bridge the gap and he walks and then you've got to do something. And then you make your decision.
Whatever the market looks like from there. Yeah.
We all look at Vitek Vanacek and we're like, why didn't they just trade the second for them? But maybe they don't like Vitek Vanacek at all.
Definitely possible.
They may look at him like I do, where I'm like, I don't want to do that. Cause I don't personally.
I don't think you have to already be working on an extension at all.
I don't either.
This is very much a 1-year deal for Kuemper, and let's see what happens.
I tell you, if they wanted to work on an extension and it was like
if it was like 2 or 3 years for $3 or $4 million, sure. Like,
say a 3-year deal at $4.5 million, I would take that extension today and roll the dice with him.
But I seriously doubt Kuemper has any interest in signing that deal. Especially knowing he gets a chance to play his balls off for a great hockey team in front of him in Colorado this year, and he's a pending UFA.
This does feel like the price tag that they should have paid for Merzlikins instead of Kuemper.
Yep.
Had this been the Merzlikins price, I'd be because
then you get a guy that you have control over for a bit.
Well, and he's several years younger.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah. But the thing, like, The thing is that like the Connor Timmins, like you don't have
a ready-made replacement for him.
Well, and like there's seriously, I would really like to stress how valuable a guy like Connor Timmins is.
Yep.
Even as a guy who's not going to be a top pairing defender, which is why I think Bowen Byram is totally off limits.
Right. But
as a potential top four who's right-handed and he's 6'1", like he's got good size. He's a two-way guy. He's going to be a guy that drives a little bit of play, and he's a good defender. He breaks pucks out. He's a high IQ player, so he'll age well.
NHL his skating ready.
Has to hold up, and he's NHL ready.
At age 22.
You went through all of the hardships of the development process with Connor Timmins to move him. If Keaton Middleton is the next Graves, I will eat a sock on air. Straight up. I would take it, but I don't see it at all.
Like for reference, Connor Timmins played more NHL games last year than Curtis McDermott did. Just that's where we're coming from here.
The Timmins is the sticking point for me on this deal. So these guys are stuck on Timmins. Yeah, I am. Because I'm comfortable with the first round pick. I'm comfortable with the third round pick. I'm comfortable with the idea of them retaining it so that they can go out and sign Tomas Tatar later tonight. And we can do our third fucking pod of the day.
You know it's going
to
happen.
I'll spend 7 hours on air if I have to today.
You know it's going to happen, man. You know it's coming.
Rudo and I are taking days off next week at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like you know what? We're having a random August vacation like we're straight up Canadian. But my sticking point is absolutely Connor Timmins. You developed this cat. And
it's a proposition of value, right? Because you had Timmins indefinitely on a relatively cheap deal that teams would give the sun and moon for, especially if he developed into a higher value player. If you gave him another year or two and you saw a breakout, all of a sudden you can get an insane amount.
No, I didn't have to eat this. I didn't have to eat the snake because Joel Chouinard never made the NHL, Cheryl. I don't have to eat the snake. I won that fucking bet. I won that. I don't have to eat that shit. I won that bet. You know what sucks is that the winning of that bet just meant I didn't have to eat the snake. That was it. I didn't even get anything out of it. I didn't go through with my own punishment.
Anything out of your other bets? I know you're still owed a few steaks.
I am owed multiple. I am owed multiple steaks. I am about to lose my bet with Drew on the Rockies, though. So I will
just pass on the steak.
Yeah, I will owe steak. Him a. I think our bet was a Breck Brew 15 can sampler pack.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm gonna lose that one, but I'm okay with losing that one. Anyway, for context. Many, many years ago, I bet friend of the pod, Dario, that I would eat a snake. I would eat a live snake if Joel Chouinard made the NHL. He did not, so I did not. Anyway, I think Darcy Kuemper is better than Philip Grubauer. To answer this question, so just joined in your opinion, are the Avs worse now in goal or better? I think they're better in goal. I think Kuemper is better.
Strictly on the ice, they are better. Yes. Yep. It's the question of can Darcy Kuemper stay on the ice?
Yep. It is all about that question.
Yep.
If he stays healthy, this has the potential to be a massive win for the Avs.
Yep.
Like massive. If he doesn't stay healthy, it's a good thing that shit Lotto protected. I do also want to know, like, is something else coming back to Colorado? It feels so lopsided that they don't get like one of those 400 second round picks or whatever.
Yeah, a second rounder would make it feel quite a bit better, to be honest, but.
Or if the third rounder, like the condition on the third rounder is like Darcy Kuemper wins the Vezina.
Yeah. Something like out, like they only get the third if they win the cup or something.
Yeah. It does seem interesting to me that we haven't gotten confirmed details of this deal yet.
It's just kind of been floating out there for a good 45 minutes, almost an hour now. So. Would you have liked it better if instead of this Kuemper deal, I've signed Ullmark for his Boston deal? I like Kuemper significantly more than I like Ullmark.
Same. So. As a goaltender, Kuemper.
Yep.
As a goaltender on their best day, Darcy Kuemper is a top
leaps and bounds ahead of Linus Ullmark. Yeah,
let's like be real here. When they're at their best, Darcy Kuemper is a top what
seven?
I was gonna say seven. Yeah, about a top seven goaltender. When and playing like how he adjusts to playing behind Colorado's defense, and
there's a million factors.
Yeah, there's gonna be an adjustment period here. But when you trade for a guy on a 1 year deal, you need him to get into town and be like, all right, I adjusted.
You get the preseason games to adjust, basically.
Yeah. Oh, easily top 10. Easily top. I'm bordering on top 5.
Yeah, you could make a case for him in a top 5, I think.
He would be like 5th. There's no case for him like 1.
It's just hard because of his health, right? Like, it's hard to see if he can do it legitimately consistently year to year because he's never healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the issue, is that there's something always up with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's problematic. What do they do with all this cap space? I mean, it's not like they're drowning in cap space, but they've got enough to make some noise here. Orion Murray, I like John Merrill. I've always been kind of a John Merrill guy.
He's fun.
And considering that they're looking for a depth guy and not like
right. You're talking about their 6th D here, realistically, if EJ is healthy.
Yeah.
So you're not trying to knock this one out of the park, but.
Do I think we'll have a better chance staying healthy behind the Avs defense? Stefan Matteau would be an AHL player, by the way. That's not a...
He's already been signed by the Avs. I'm pretty sure it's official at this point as a two-way contract. So
okay.
he'll be playing for the Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, that's an Eagles deal. There's our AHL veteran that we were looking for earlier.
Yeah, right, exactly. They spaced him out throughout the day this time. Between McCowan and him.
Yeah. Haven't made any of that shit available or official either. The Matteau thing. Is Ryan Murray? Is he gone? Anyway. Yanni Hakanpaa. Any of these guys. And hey, maybe the long-awaited Dmitry Kulikov to Colorado can happen.
Again, here we go. Would that not be like the exact opposite of Curtis McDermott as
not
far as
Ryan Murphy
to go get a guy? Ryan Murray is different than Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
Let's see who's out there.
Yeah, I'm like Kulikov, Connor Carrick, Ryan Murray, Ben Hutton, Zdeno Chara, John Merrill, Yanni Hakanpaa, Branson, Damaris Vatanen, Chuck Johnson, Gustafson, Brendan Smith, Michael Stone, Coburn, and then you're getting into AHL players.
Yeah, but I mean...
I think I was already into AHL players, but...
The vast majority of the people you just listed off, if the price is right, you can drop them on a bottom pairing and not worry about it.
Yeah. I think you kind of need an adult to play next to Curtis McDermott. So I would be curious if they wanted to go and grab one of those.
Condition is not known yet.
Yeah.
Look, pick a dude. Handful of these guys can play right side if you want to. It's whatever.
There's a reason why I really like Hakanpaa. I think he's a good fit, and he's a little physical beast. Plays the right side, and that dude hits everything that moves, but he also plays actual defense. Also, his name sounds like a war chant, so every time somebody says Hakanpaa, I just want to, Hakanpaa!
That's all right.
Exactly how I say it in my head every time I hear it.
That's exactly how he says it every time I hear him say it, also, for the record.
When I'm not on air and I can actually like be loud. Yeah.
All right. You get Hakanpaa for the all name team, but you also have to accept Lucas Pizza.
Yeah. Luke, okay. He could be an Eagle. Lucas Pizza the Eagle is fine. I just like the idea that it comes full circle for Lucas Pizza. Because he was drafted in the first round with the pick that Colorado traded to Columbus for Adam Foot, which was very close to becoming the Matt Duchene pick, which would have been a disaster. I probably wait to extend because I want to see how he plays and if he can stay healthy. But again, if they can extend him now on a mid-level deal.
I just don't know. If Kemper believes he can stay healthy this year, I don't know why Kemper would sign a deal this year.
Well, there's security there. He's 31 already. What kind of deal is he really going to get in offseason as a 32-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
Is somebody really going to give him a 6-year deal, 5-year deal? So, you know, I wonder about that.
True.
I will say Andre Kasha is like a $1 million super reclamation cheap guy YOLO. In Colorado.
Yeah.
That's exactly the kind of deal that they should make. In a couple of days when the league is kind of simmered
a little bit.
Yeah. Like the dust is sort of, you know, you're kind of looking around, the dust is settled on the league as a whole.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that I would be happy if they gave him a 3-year deal at like $4.5 million. I think that would be perfectly fine for Darcy Kemper. I would be fine with that kind of extension. Can we just get the official announcement of this thing?
Somebody make it official. Boy. All right. So we're running on hour 6 of being live today.
Yeah. Yeah, TJ Tynan was gone. I mean,
yeah, he was a free agent.
When is the last time that an AHL guy like that has like gotten to market and was like, all right, I guess I'll come back.
Did Agazino make it to market that last year he stayed here?
I don't remember.
I'm not sure either, but for some reason that name just jumped to my mind.
Well, because he like left and came.
Yeah, back he did some and... weird stuff too. Yeah.
Oh, homie, you should have seen us streaming all day today. We were just Twitch streaming.
Straight on up a YouTube. Twitch stream. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just straight hanging out all
just
day.
Just chatting. That was us right there.
So Tatar versus Saad scouting report. Saad's a little. He's well. I don't want to say.
Tatar's more finesse.
I don't want to say a lot more physical because Saad's not like a physical guy, but like he uses his size really effectively and Tatar can be a bit
significantly more of a finesse player.
Yeah. Yeah. He can be a bit more perimeter oriented. You would definitely consider him at times soft, which I think was probably the problem in Montreal.
Yep.
But Tatar is like solid defensively. When he's engaged,
a little more versatile offensively too. I think.
Well, and way more dangerous. Yeah. Way more dynamic.
Yeah.
Way more dynamic with the puck. Whereas like Saad's a really good like go to the net and look for pucks
keep it
and
simple
find
and get the greasy goals kind of stuff.
Yeah. He's really effective around the net. And Tatar is a lot more of like a. I don't want to say he's like a Burakovsky type because it's not that level of shooter. And I think he's a little more dynamic all around and all of that.
I've always thought that people underrated his passing ability, to be honest with you. But
Berkey?
No, Tatar's.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Well, yes, I mean, Berkey's too, but Tatar's.
You look at Tatar's career and it's like, oh, this guy, it's okay. Like, he's had some great years. Like last year, you know, his last 2 years in Montreal were really, 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 really productive.
Yep.
So,
I mean, this is a guy who's a threat every year for 20 goals. He'll give you probably at least 20 assists.
Yeah.
It's the question is, what does it cost, right?
Well, and then like the postseason is a real question mark. He hasn't been.
Yeah,
he hasn't been any good in the postseason, and getting like him getting healthy scratch this year,
not a great look. Excuse me.
Yeah, But like, you just look at his entire career of postseason, it's just like,
it's a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. And like the Vegas thing, the Vegas tenure was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything about his time in Vegas,
it just was, did not work. Yep.
Yeah. Just a total disaster. And it, like, it looks like it too. Like, you look at all of his career numbers and then you're like, what is this? Like, Vegas.
Points in 20 games randomly with Vegas.
Michael Dalcol? No.
Are we still cup contenders with this trade? I assume you mean the Avs. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, like, Darcy Kemper, the goaltender, is really solid.
Yep.
Boy. Peter Baugh put out a roster baiting type of lineup with Compher as the second line left wing.
That's a nope.
Newhook with Jostin Nichushkin and Ranta with Maltsev and O'Connor. I mean, he's just throwing darts.
Yeah, that's full YOLO.
But he's got Johnson and McDonald on the right side of the defense, and it's like,
who's he not playing?
So he's not playing McDermott.
Yeah, I don't think so, bud.
Yeah. And it's like, oof. Johnson and McDonald is not like that. If you want to know what you're trying to, do with the extra leftover money, you're going out and you're getting somebody up.
You're getting a roll defenseman.
Into that.
Yeah. Prop that up a little bit.
Yeah. Give Justin Barron a year.
I mean, is that the hope here a little bit? You reach game 40 of the season and Justin Barron has gone off in the AHL. Is that the dream?
Well,
have we talked about Landy's Instagram post? Yeah, we talked about it in our long show earlier today.
We had a 5-hour show in which we
covered just about everything out there. Anything that happened before about 3 p.m. was covered on the earlier show.
I don't think the defense is seriously downgraded because you're replacing Ryan Graves with Bowen Byram.
I mean, I think the defense is worse right now. I think
that right there, the loss of Timmins is a loss of some certainty because now you don't know what your sixth guy is. McDermott. Drew Helison's in college, so that's not happening.
Yeah.
Like right now your sixth guy is McDermott instead of Connor Timmins. That's bad.
That's
Eric Johnson is now no longer a luxury to have.
He's a Eric Johnson in your lineup. Yeah.
He's important to have because like
if EJ's not ready and look, the Avs can still do something obviously, but today your bottom pairing is McDermott McDonald if EJ's not ready to go.
Yeah.
And that's look, I know everybody loves McDonald, but McDermott McDonald is not an NHL pairing.
Oh my god. Yeah, Ryan Murray was making 4.2, but he shouldn't. I mean, this market has been weird, but even that guy should have to take a pay cut of some kind, given he's had one healthy season in like 5 years.
But to your original point here, I do think you're right that it might not be game one, but at some point this year, you have to expect that Byram is going to be giving the Avs more than Graves ever did, right?
Yeah, I mean, 20-year-old Bowen Byram better be better.
Yep.
Than that. You're relying on that.
Yep, straight up. Yeah,
like so you need Bowen Byram to be a guy for you. There's like this is no longer like, oh, whatever you get out of Byram is great. No, not that shit's over. Same thing with Alex Newhook. These guys need to be players for you.
It's officially been over an hour, and Pierre LeBrun reporting this trade is still pending a trade call, so it's still not official.
Dope.
Boy, It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the
Avs, man, if they were going to do this kind of price tag, sure would have liked a Christian Dvorak coming back the other way.
A little something to drop in there. Yeah. So I see chat talking about it. With Kemper added on, the Avs will have a little more than $8.5 million in cap space left.
Yeah, because they no longer need to sign Connor Timmins.
Correct. The only internal thing they need to sign now is Jost.
Yeah, so they had 12.3. Kemper was making what, 4.5?
Yeah, but
they retained the million. I know
3.5, so it ends up being like 8.8.
Okay. And then you give Jost, so they've got like 7-ish million.
After Jost, yeah, something like that.
So seven-ish million.
You get Tatar for like 4.5, and then go get a six pairing or bottom pairing
D. Hock and Paw for $2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just bare bones bottom line it, they got a really good starting goaltender. That happened. I would take Hawk and Paw. I like Hawk and Paw.
How much do you think Murray's going to get on the market? That's my question.
I have no idea.
Is someone going to be willing to pay that dude? Do they think he can stay healthy?
Like, I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, his entire career, he's been hurt.
Yep.
So.
Y'all are throwing out names that we talked about all day now.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad you guys are here hanging out, but we did this all day, fam.
We've covered all of these dudes already. Yeah.
Those rooms look like they reek of farts.
I love how he just names his account one. I hope your next account when I block this one is two, bud. Please come back with an account named two.
That would be awesome. Also, my room smells like whatever flower is in the air freshener thing that I use.
What flower is it? You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know which flower it is.
How much will Jost extension be worth?
Or $1.5 million, $2 million tops.
Between that and $2 million, yeah. Yeah, I know some of y'all work, but the show's right there. Like, y'all can go back and watch it if you want to listen to all of our thoughts.
Yeah.
As much as I would love to keep repeating myself, which
I do like lavender
already, but
lavender is nice.
I've never loved those scent thingies.
It's the first time I'd ever bought one, and I was curious how they would work, because they were like, oh, it lasts for like a month or whatever.
So our apartment that we live in now has them in the halls, but they're the automatic ones. And let's just say they use them aggressively.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had to turn mine down because it was way overpowering.
Yep.
I was like, whoa. This is a lot when I had it, because every time I get anything, I always jack it all the way up just to see what it does.
What it can do, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, this is really intense. So I had to tone it down. It was too much for me.
Boy.
I love these people that go on Twitter rants where they're like, armchair GMs will never come close to working for an NHL organism. Okay. Then why do you follow a bunch of fucking Avs fans? You know this is how sports Twitter works, right? Like, people aren't out here trying to get hired by NHL teams. They're just out here being fans of a team. Jesus. What a weird hill to be like... Oh yeah, all these armchair GMs. How dare you? You're gonna question Joe Sakic, and you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Let people fan how they want to fan. If you want to have all the faith in the world in Joe Sakic, you're more than welcome to.
Seriously, like people that's who totally doubt it, okay.
You're more than welcome to.
Like, you just need to stop following people.
Yep.
Just ditch it.
The green screen is for all of my non-live videos. You see that little circle right there? That's my light. And I put my camera on it, and then I record my videos that aren't live because I can record videos that way. And then use the green screen to make it look better than my ugly room in the background. You don't get to see my beautiful wife then, though, so maybe it's a downgrade.
Really just chilling here.
Yeah, we're just waiting to make this trade official, basically. We're waiting on someone to call the NHL head offices and make this deal.
Oh, I'm a big fan of the this dude's timeline is a mess.
Okay.
None of these people will ever come close to working for an NHL organization. The Avs should also on that timeline, the Avs should use the $1 million they saved in the Kemper deal to sign Corey Perry. Okay, armchair GM. Which one is it?
Yeah, we live in Colorado. I live in Aurora because Denver is too expensive, and Aurora is pretty damn close to being too expensive, to be honest. Prices here are insane.
True.
TSN reporting it doesn't mean it's official. Like, people like LeBrun have had the trade out there for a while, but they...
Yeah, TSN is reporting what their guy said.
Yeah.
Until one of the teams actually fires this off.
And calls the league. It's not official.
That's the trade call that we're waiting for so that we know the exact details.
Yep.
I did not want Dmitry Kulikov. I'm good with him going to Minnesota. It's totally fine. It's just been like one of those things that like people have joked about. It's been
swirling for years, yeah.
For a really long time.
Yeah, I mean, California prices are insane too.
This would be pretty funny if like they snuck in Phil Kessel in the middle of this deal and you're just like,
that's the part that nobody got of the deal is Phil effing Kessel.
So they haven't announced him in it because they can't get a hold of him because he just sees the GM calling and he's like, F that guy. And
nope,
just
like, not doing this. Answer his phone.
That would be... I'm hoping that there's something else that's been missed coming back to Colorado and not like here's a fifth round pick. But like a real asset, like here's a second going back or whatever. I will be back in Winnipeg by next week. Exactly what day that is to be determined, but
he'll be up there sometime soon. Would you guys have rather kept Timmins or not have protected the first?
Boy,
tough.
I would have rather have kept Timmins.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
There's a
the protection is a failsafe, whereas if you have Timmins, it's
even in a world where Kemper gets hurt, there's very much a world where the Avs squeak into the playoffs anyway, right? Like
Garland has been in Vancouver for like a week, my man.
Yeah, that was a minute ago.
Yeah. I actually went and picked up a ton of alcohol. I might actually have to declare it at the border. I bought so much alcohol. That's how much alcohol. You should have seen it, dude. I had to, like, God. I walked into the locker, the liquor store, and I was like, I like looked around and I was like, I'm going to need a shopping cart. Cause I was like, I got tiny little stump arms. I can't carry all that shit. Uh-uh.
I was like, I need a cart, or I need an assistant. I need a alcohol carrier.
Yeah, if the Avs lose their starting goaltender, they might squeak into the playoffs without him. That's what I just said.
Yeah, they could. I mean, look, if Frankie plays the way that Frankie did a couple years ago, they're good enough to still do it.
Yeah.
They probably aren't winning a Stanley Cup, but getting into the playoffs. I definitely agree. I wish they had traded the 27th, I guess 28th pick instead of next year's first. Yeah.
Yeah. No offense to Olausen, but.
Yeah, I'm some offense. I'm just so meh, man. It's like going to Baskin Robbins and you're like, oh my God, 31 flavors. And then you get a small cup of vanilla ice cream. And you're like,
dude, the part I'm meh about is I don't want to buy a subscription to the SHL. That's like another $200 subscription that I'm going to have to buy now.
Yo, that's where you hit up the boss.
True.
True. And you say, hey, we need this. Them
deep pockets.
Yeah. Straight up. Mrazek and Campbell or Kemper and Frankie? Kemper and Frankie, because Kemper's the best goaltender of those four.
I don't even think that one's particularly close.
Yeah, that's, I mean, straight up, he's the best goalie of those guys. So Kemper, bam.
Maltsev has already played in the NHL, so I'm not really following that one.
Yeah, what? Mikhail Maltsev is in... like 2 years into his ELC.
Hey, boys, is our defense in trouble? No.
No.
Is it worse than it was a day ago? Yes. But one, they still might not be done there. And two, if you assume EJ's healthy, which Sakic has said they expect EJ to be healthy.
Look, I think EJ will be healthy at the start of the year.
Right. Can he stay healthy is another
story. Yeah. Like,
but you also have Bo and Byram expected to be an everyday player this year. There are plenty of ways to.
Okay.
He gone.
He could have stayed.
No, he gone.
You know, people think it's me that moderates this shit. Like, people think that I'm the one with soft skin that's like, oh, this guy comes in and says, oh, AJ's a big baby. AJ sucks. Like, I don't give a shit about that guy.
It's usually like 90% of the time it's Allie or Kale moderating it.
But. Yeah. It's never me. It is never me. I have never had the power to do that.
Half the time, AJ can't even see the comments.
Straight up. Straight up.
Yo, I grew up with Twitch chat. Allie didn't, all right? I don't take no shit in the chat. If you do something, you're gone. I'm not dealing with it, all right?
Well, and it's like somebody who rolls in is like, AJ's a big baby. AJ sucks. It's like...
Okay. You didn't even try to have a conversation here. You came here to do one thing.
Yeah. AJ, how do I think Kemper is better than Grubauer? Because I'm with the side who says the opposite. Well, there's data. And that's about it. If you just look at the last year only, yeah, Grubauer had a better year than Kemper did. But if you look at the last couple of years, when Grubauer was trying to be Colorado starter and Kemper was Arizona starter, Kemper was significantly better. Like, quite a bit better. So that's it. And then Grubauer got to this year, Grubauer got to some of his stats. Some of Grubauer's stats are a little inflated. If you look at some of the advanced stuff,
Grubauer's advanced
statistics
were pretty average.
Yeah, honestly. They're middle of the road this year, but his traditional stats that we look at, like save percentage and stuff, were all excellent.
Yep.
You know, and you look at it and it's like, you know, that's where you like get into those things. You know, you get into the data of that, and it's like, well, Kemper has produced exceptional results over the last few years, this very last year being a step back.
Yep. Yeah, none of all of the Russians are signed through next year or longer, it being Zaravlyov and Kovalenko. So
yeah,
don't expect them to come over this year.
Grubauer doesn't really have an injury history. He got hurt in that Dallas series, and people were like, Grubauer has an injury history.
Like,
and
his only injury of significant note. Like, that year, he also got ran into by Ian Cole, I guess. But
yeah,
outside of that year, he really hasn't been injured much at all.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I like, yeah, that's a very nice comment. That's not AJ's a big baby, which is a
won't get banned for that comment for sure.
Yeah, weird thing to say.
All right, you already gave that super chat, and we already said no.
Yeah, the defense is still okay. Like, defenses, you know, those guys play 25 minutes or whatever because it's all about the top of your defense, right?
Yep.
Like, your defense is like your
core.
Those units are typically as good as your stars make it.
Majority of teams in the league are just getting by with their third pairing out there. Let's be real. So,
I do also, as Travis mentions, I do like that Groovy was super chill. He was very laid back and just like, yeah, word.
Plus, he has that great picture of him in aviators. So,
like, we'll forever have that as like an all-time awesome picture.
True, Brandon, free AJ.
Yeah, please. What best Groovy moment? Is it the left pad save?
Yeah, it's the pad save.
Go. Yeah, I don't have banning power. You guys can all post pictures of pickles, and I can't do anything about it.
Dude, I'll bet you there's a super sticker of a pickle. I'll bet you there is.
Pickles are really popular.
They're good. I love pickles, man. All right. Well, Calvin Pickard's contract is official.
What's wrong with pickles? They're fucking disgusting. They're the worst. Ugh. They're so disgusting. They're like, I'm a big like texture eater.
Oh,
and
I don't know how texture eaters do it, man.
Their texture is slimy. I'm like, this is what I think eating a frog would feel like. This is disgusting. Like, this is so it's so slimy and I can't even think about it. It's so gross. It makes me sick. The smell of them makes me sick. It's, yeah. Bananas, I chop my bananas. I'm not like chop them up, I like pull them apart. I pull most of my food apart.
I do now too.
I'm big on deconstructing my food.
These awesome teeth I have are still my temps. So I can't eat with my front teeth for another month. So I have to pull everything apart. Do you like vinegar, AJ? $5 to the Pickle Suck Fund from JT.
Nice. No, I've still never tried salsa. No, pickle. Jesus. You guys trying to get me to throw up on air?
They're going to start trying now. You may be eating a sock in the next 12 months as a texture eater.
It's so disgusting, dude.
AJ doesn't not like salsa. He's just never had it.
Yeah, I've just never had it. There's a difference.
Which is wild considering you lived in Texas, but
yeah. It was just like, here's a combination of stuff that I don't like. Why would I try that? Oof. I would definitely rather eat parts of a sock than a pickle. I don't know how I'm going to get the I don't know how I get the sock down is my real problem here.
I'm going to send
you keep dunking a sock in like water and like I don't know. This is starting to make me feel queasy too.
Carrie, I'm going to assume you keep sending this as a meme at this point because it's the third time you've sent that super chat.
What are the best pancakes in Winnipeg? The one that Z makes.
Ooh, easy. You have an easy out for that now. Dude, what if it is? What I saw someone in chat say it. What if the trade call hasn't come through because Sakic's trying to turn this into a three-way?
A menage a trois?
Yeah.
Bold. Bold. You trying to rope Ron Francis into this just to see if he'll do it?
Please, let's go. Francis will give up something dumb.
Sakic showed up and is like, y'all swing?
Boy. Pretty soon the whole chat is going to be asking if the defense is in trouble.
We're in the yacht fund is dead. It's now, is the defense in trouble? Best breakfast item of all time. Y'all must be new here.
Yeah, AJ is going to say pancakes.
Exactly, it's pancakes. But the thing, when I always say pancakes, okay, people are always like, yeah, but what about waffles? And I'm like, well, waffles are great too.
They're just not quite pancakes.
And I've definitely taken a shine to crepes.
Interesting. See, yeah. I very much am an eggs guy.
Oh, I am actually moving away from eggs.
Interesting.
I'm good, like scrambled eggs, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But any kind of like egg, like right before we went live this morning, I had that English muffin. I just took the egg and I just tossed it in the trash.
Wow. See,
French toast is also great.
French toast is very good. It's too much work, so I rarely make them, but I absolutely love omelets.
So I'm like moving away from eggs.
Yeah, I know.
Love omelets. Omelets are so good, dude.
Yep.
Because it's just like, all right, here's a giant egg pouch. Fill it with shit that you like.
Throw some bacon in there.
Yeah. Maybe
some sausage, a little bit of onion. Oh, you're talking.
I'm good. I'm good with all of that, man.
Let's go.
Fill it up with cheese.
Dude, we need a breakfast menu at the DNVR bar, all right?
Buddy. You're tuning in for our opinion. You're tuning in an hour and 11 minutes in for our opinion on Darcy Kuemper. He's awesome. When he's healthy, Darcy Kuemper's super good.
Yep. On the ice, the dude is better than Philip Grubauer. Bacon, avocado, and onions. I like that, Isaiah.
Dude, Adam Werner signed with Calgary? Good for him. I missed that. That's awesome.
I did not see that either.
Good for him. You're good, man. That's why we gave you the TLDR version.
Yeah. We're just not going to break down every little detail again.
How much for AJ to eat a pickle? There is no price.
Oh, there's a price.
Okay. I mean, they're unrealistic prices.
Yeah.
Like, look, if you Venmo me $500, I will go to the store and get a fucking pickle right now. Like, for real.
It'll not be that much. Someone might actually do that, AJ.
It will be a truly horrific 20 seconds for me.
But it's worth $500 is $500.
But if somebody Venmos me $500, yeah, I'll do it. Like, come on.
You have to Venmo it to him though. It has to go directly to AJ.
Yeah, I'm not account. It's not it can't be a super chat. You gotta Venmo it to me because that's my money. And super chats are distributed. So, not 500 Canadian. That's like 12 bucks. I mean, like 500 real dollars. I mean, real. Look, $500. Like, somebody wants to Venmo me $500. I'll give you my Venmo. It's easy. You can send that to me.
So here you go. It's truly been a boring day for you, AJ. The Cat Friendly just dropped their signings by team here. Colorado 1, the Islanders 0.
It's been a good, been a really exciting day for me. Let me tell you. Ooh, favorite something corporate song is Constantine. Although Hurricane is a close second. Hurricane is...
Thank you for the super chats, Vaguely Sober and Vincent Schmidt. Much appreciated. Joy to give a blot, but Kemper is a stud. Yep, if he's healthy.
Yep. That's a good... All right. Vincent said in that super chat what our whole show basically was.
Yep. Summed up our whole show into a 10-word super chat.
Had to give up a lot. Got a stud. What's the food that you could eat every day? There isn't such a thing. I don't believe that that is a thing. I think people think that they can eat a food every day, and I just don't think that it's real unless you're a freak. Like Mel Kiper is notoriously a freak.
You get
the same shit.
You'll get old, tired of it. No matter what it is, eventually, man.
Yeah, like I don't think that there's anything that you can just be like, okay, I'm good to. Oh yeah,
I feel
day
like
19 in a row.
Yeah,
in
this right. Thing. You could probably go like 2 weeks if you really, really like it, but
yeah,
at a certain point, you're never gonna want to see it again.
Dude, I had pho for the first time recently, and it was.
I still have never had it.
It was good. It was so good. Z breaks me out of my food box.
Your cycles, yeah.
Oh my god, I can't even tell you the last time I had cereal. I genuinely don't know.
I have it somewhat regularly. Like I'll have it where I'll eat it for like every day for like a month, and then I'll just stop eating it for a while.
Tacos are the shit.
Soft tacos or hard tacos?
Well, I prefer like hard shell tacos, but I'm open-minded.
We're fighting.
I like them both, man. Like
hard shell tacos are so overrated.
They can't be like the fucking Taco Bell tacos where it's like they're just like pieces of it snap off in your hand. But, you know.
I mean, Brian is correct here. As AJ started this show with, is the winners will write history on this trade.
Yeah.
If the Avs go out and win a cup next season, nobody's going to care what the price was.
Right. Then you're like, you know, Tampa Bay is feeling that. I mean, they gave up 2 first-round picks and Nolan Foote. That's 3 first-round picks that they invested in for Barclay Gaudreau and Blake Coleman.
And they won, so
they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. Yo, Cheryl, I don't know when we're gonna come out to California. We looked at the schedule and we were trying to find a time, and I don't remember when their games are.
Don't be sorry for giving us money, Gary.
Yeah.
You don't have to apologize for that. Saad is pretty much confirmed not to be coming back to the Avs based on a Joe Sakic's presser, so titar.
Would I drink pickle juice out of the cup? No, I won't touch the Stanley Cup.
Yo, pickle juice is tasty.
I won't touch the Stanley Cup. It's not mine to touch. That is an earned thing. Okay, so after all of that, it's the three pieces.
It's just Timmons, what it, the first what it always the was. Yep. All right.
Good Lord. Just looking at it on paper makes me sick again.
It is a lot. It is a lot to give up, man.
This is such a coup for Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona's slapping hands on this one for sure. I wonder.
There's no downside to this trade for Arizona. There is no downside to it.
I really wonder what Edmonton had on the table that Colorado had to top for this.
Yeah. I wonder if it was Bouchard. I wondered.
Boy.
A lottery protected first isn't conditional.
It's just lottery protected.
Yeah. We still don't know what that condition is. I clicked on the thing and then didn't actually read it.
They might. Sometimes they don't even tell you the conditions. Yeah. It's super weird.
Nope. It doesn't say anything about it. My gosh. Kemper, huh? Oh, the Rockies might be trading Trevor Story.
That could
be
yeah, fun. That's been circulating for a minute now.
Yeah, the White Sox, though, that surprises me.
All right, so presumably the Avs are done for today. I imagine something like Tatar or the forward situation
gets done
over the next couple days.
Conditions, the conditions based on players re-signing or not signing were made illegal.
Yep. It's about things like plays X amount of playoff games and stuff like that these days.
That would be a good condition. He has to play more than 15 games or something.
Yep. Injury protection.
Yo, as much work as I did on the MLB draft this year, I could absolutely transition into talking baseball if they traded Trevor Story.
AJ's ready to go.
Yeah. Well, and now that the Avs don't have first or second round picks next year, I'm good. I don't have to worry about the NHL draft again.
That's true. The first is gone. Getting please. Fleury now would make no sense.
Please what? Yeah, God.
Okay. I think we're about done here, yeah?
Drew and I are homies. Like, Drew yeah, and dude. I...
Drew's a dude.
Yeah, Drew's one of our peeps. It's weird that Rocky's Twitter hates him so much. I don't understand that. It disappoints me, though, because Drew's one of the world's nicest people.
Yep.
He's passionate about how he feels about things and disagrees with people a lot, but I disagree with him all the time, but it's just like their anger towards him is so over the top. Darcy Kemper, that's a lot, man.
I think we can leave you on that note. We're going to take this bad boy down.
Rocky's Twitter is a weird place. That's a super good point.
If the Avs do end up doing something even later tonight, we'll make it a three-show day. We'll go live for hours 7 and 8 of our time on this channel. But
Shaney and I are homies now. I don't know who that is, but... we're friends now.
All right. We're out. Thank you very much for watching.
I'm going to go write an article. You guys can read me write the same thing that we just talked about for the last hour.
There you go. If you don't want to watch it back, read it back from AJ. Yeah.
Look, if they do something else tonight, you guys are waiting until tomorrow. I'm not coming back live.
All right, you slacker.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to you all later, whether it be tomorrow or whenever. If the Avs do something. We got you. See ya.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, Come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.